This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Hello, I'm Ted Pastorius, sitting today with Dr. Vita Khama, a microbiologist here at the CDC. And today we're talking about a study he co-authored in the October 2008 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. The study's about a waterborne parasite called Cryptosporidium, which came into the spotlight in the United States in 1993 when it caused illness in more than 400,000 Milwaukee residents. The new study takes a look at the parasite's effects on children in Peru. So, Dr. Khama, can you tell us a little bit about Cryptosporidium and why you did the study?
Sure, Ted. Cryptosporidium, or crypto, as we sometimes call it for short, is a parasite that is found in water and other sources and can cause severe diarrhea and vomiting. Here in the U.S., we see seasonal outbreaks associated with swimming pools, but it is a much bigger problem in poor countries, especially in children.
What did you set out to investigate in the study?
Previous studies in Peru had found that about 30% of otherwise healthy children with crypto reported diarrhea. There are many different species of crypto, and we wanted to see which ones were making Peruvian children sick and what kind of symptoms they had.
How did you go about studying it?
Between 1995 and 1998, we collected weekly stool samples from about 530 children who were born around the same time and live in an area at the outskirts of Peru's capital city of Lima. The stool samples were later examined to determine if they had crypto, and if so, which species.
So what factors did you look at and why?
We wanted to understand what was causing the infections and why the children were getting sick. We asked the children's parents about any symptoms they had observed, including number and consistency of bowel movements, stomach pain, fever, nausea, and vomiting. We also tried to identify factors which could predict getting Cryptosporidium infections, such as whether they had running water or contact with animals, whether their house had sturdy walls and a roof. With these questions, we tried to find out if socioeconomic factors played a role in infection.
And what did you find?
Out of 368 participants who met the study criteria, 30% had illness caused by crypto. During the three-year study, about 70% of the crypto-infected children had just one episode. About 27% had two episodes, and 3% had more than two. The average age at first infection was around a year and a half, and the average length of infection was about 8 days.
Were there particular species that showed up more often?
Yes, Ted. Five species were responsible for all the infections we found. And one species in particular, called Cryptosporidium hominis, caused about 70% of the cases. While all crypto species cause diarrhea, infections with C. hominis tended to cause additional symptoms like vomiting, nausea, and general discomfort. Infections with crypto hominis also tended to last nearly twice as long. This species is definitely linked with more severe disease.
So did you find that there were any specific risk factors that made the children more likely to get sick?
Ted, that's a great question. We did look at a number of different variables, but didn't find any one thing that made a big difference. We think that it may be that the children are constantly exposed to this parasite from a very young age, so no one risk factor stuck out. This idea is supported by the ages of the kids who got sick. Most of the cases were in children less than 2 years old. There were few cases in older children, and crypto is almost never found in adults in the community. So, by the time these kids grow up, their bodies may be so used to it that it doesn't affect them anymore.
So do we see the same phenomena with crypto in industrialized nations? And specifically, how does this relate to what we see in the United States?
Ted, that is another great question. In contrast to developing nations, people in the U.S. are rarely exposed to crypto. Regardless of age, most infections detected in the American population are likely to be their first infection. Therefore, people of all ages may get sick. In our country, in other industrialized nations, C. hominis is the species most frequently detected in waterborne outbreaks of cryptosporidiosis. And from this study, we now know how it can affect people. Thus, Studies from countries where crypto is more common are helping us to understand the true disease potential of different species of crypto.
Thank you, Dr. Kama, for taking time to speak with us today about Cryptosporidium in Peru. With us, Dr. Vida Kama, a microbiologist here at CDC, talking about his study which appears in the October 2008 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. You can see the whole article online at www.cdc.gov/EID. Again, that's www.cdc.gov/EID. And if you'd like to comment on this podcast, please send an email to eideditor@cdc.gov. Again, that's eideditor, and that's all one word, @cdc.gov. And thank you for listening.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.